Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this absolutely beautiful winter Sunday. Please take a seat for a few announcements that we have. Now, I know there's a few people that have popped up and said, I have an announcement, and I can't remember who you are. So if you can just start making your way up while I get going. The first one that I'd like to announce is a big thank you to the Altar Guild, who spent a lot of Saturday cleaning up all of the Christmas decorations, also putting out the Christmas decorations when they did. It's a huge gift to just have things happen. So thank you so much to the Altar Guild. In the Sterling Vestry that you may or may not have come in, there are a bunch of Christmas poinsettias that are looking for a home. If you would like to give them a home, please just take one and we'll be more than happy to send it to a better place. That came out wrong.
I think it came out exactly right, Michael.
Okay, fair enough. And the other announcement that I have is that Stephen, our regular organist, and Ralph, our regular backup, were both unavailable this Sunday. So we are listening to the lyrical stylings of our own Paul Grambo at the organ. So.
Good morning. If you are like me, you probably have some things in your home and you think, gee, why do I even have this? So I am looking for signet rings or wax seal stamps. If you happen to have some of those in your house, I'm seeing some heads nod. Could you come find me? Because we're going to need some for Tuesday. Thank you.
Ask and you shall receive. A jet. Does anybody have a jet I can have? If it works for mega pastors.
Good morning, everyone.
Good luck, Julie.
Yeah. Good morning. So it's time for friendship dinners and friendship lunches. You've been hearing about this, and now it's time to sign up and attend. So we have a number of lunches and dinners that are being hosted by other members of the congregation, and there are sign-up sheets in the parish hall. I encourage you to come to one, maybe even more than one. There's both lunch and dinner, so if you don't like to go out at night, can't use that excuse. So come on and get to know other members of the church. It'll be a very welcoming and comfortable place to be. So I encourage you to sign up. The dinners start the end of this month and go to the end of February. So there's lots of opportunities and hope we can fill all 72 spots. Thanks.
Well, joy is a gift of the Spirit, but let's take a moment and recognize that we are going to do something important today. We gather in the presence of God to lift up our hearts, to pray, and to receive God's many blessings. And so with that, would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
There is one body and one Spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, keep your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to their calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters, the voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, and with you I am well pleased. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please sit down. So I have some confessions to make today. About well, let's say many years ago, when I was still looking for my forever person and Heather hadn't come into my life, I went on a few dating websites. Let me tell you, dating as an Anglican priest is really hard. You think it's funny? It's really hard. In the occupation line, I did try Anglican priest, but either people were absolutely having none of that, or they were, worse, way too into it. So I had to come up with some solutions that were technically true, which is the best kind of true, but were also not too specific. So one that I tried was that I was a branch manager for an international NGO, which I thought was pretty appropriate. And the other one was that I was in the business of fire insurance. I sold fire insurance. Today, I get to sell three packages of fire insurance with the baptisms that we're going to do. Or at least that's what people would have thought many generations ago. There was a sense that getting baptized was insurance. That somehow you needed to be baptized or a wrathful, vengeful God would say, oh, this little child, original sin, you're not good enough, get out. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sit very well with me. From all that I know of the stories of Jesus, the stories in the scriptures that we rely on and that we hear week after week, I don't see God as this vengeful person saying, oh, you didn't follow the exact rule of the law, no grace for you, get out. So if that's the case, then what are we doing today? What is baptism all about? If it's not about fire insurance, maybe it's about what you get. Throughout the scripture readings that we heard this morning, we heard about the gift of the Holy Spirit being intrinsic, a part of baptism. And I've got to tell you, I don't fully, 100% know what God is doing with that. I don't know what the Holy Spirit looks like in the lives of Maxwell or of Fergus or of William. But I do know that a promise is being made, more than a promise, something that the church calls a covenant, an unbreakable bond between these people and God, that God will be faithful to them, just as God is faithful to us who have been baptized. It's not some magic hand wave. It's not that the water is particularly holy and special and has to come from a certain point on the globe in order for it to work. No. It's a faithfulness of God to be present in the most simplest of moments. Babies need a lot of washing. This is not going to do all the washing that they need to after throwing up and spitting up and all the things that babies do. But it is a symbolic, and more than symbolic, a sacramental moment in which we do something on the outside that represents a promise of God to do something real and powerful in that moment. In baptism, we hold these precious children, these precious people, up before God and make promises on their behalf. And the promises are hard and heavy, and I will admit, every week, I don't live up to them either. That's okay. There's a concept within Greek and Russian, I believe, when it comes to archery, that if you take a bow and arrow and you aim at a bullseye and you let go, where that arrow hits on the target is very rarely that bullseye. It's usually a certain distance away. And that distance in Greek and in Russian is known as sin. And I think that's a really helpful way of talking about something the church doesn't really like to talk about. Sin. It's not some unbearable, crushing weight on you because you're all terrible people. It comes from the very real human experience that we don't always hit the mark that we aim for. And that distance is sin. But what baptism gives us is it gives us the Spirit. It gives us the opportunity and the chance to go back up to that target, to take our arrow, and to try again, and again, and again, as we will throughout our lives. Being part of a community of the church is such a gift. It is part of something that is a living, breathing, reacting part of this world. And today, as we baptize these three new people into the church, we recognize something that's very countercultural. Often you hear the hierarchy of needs. The prime minister is at the top, or the president can force everything to happen. But I believe the church is an upside-down pyramid where the most important people, the people that we work or serve, are the newest members. And so in this moment, Fergus, William, and Maxwell, at their moment of their baptism, will be the most important people among us who we look to serve and build up. And as they grow up, their place is looking to that next generation to serve them, as we all do. Being part of a church, being filled with the Spirit, isn't about the good things that it gives us. It gives us the opportunity to serve others and to build up the community around. And we invite and look forward to baptizing these three into that, into a life of service, into a life of hope and trust and forgiveness and all the innumerable blessings that being part of a Christian community offers. And so with that, I'd like to invite the parents, the godparents, and the ones to be baptized to come forward to the baptismal font at this time. And also, if there are any young people in the church who'd like to come forward, or young at heart who'd like to see, or choir members who can't quite see what's going on, you're all welcome to come forward. All right, everyone ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. So the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. You guys say together, we present.
We present Fergus Robert Lewis Bass to receive the sacrament of baptism.
There we go. William's turn.
We present William Finley Peterson to receive the sacrament of baptism.
And
Maxwell Weinbell to receive sacrament of baptism.
Wonderful. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
We will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child grow into the full stature of Christ?
We will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
We renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
We renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
We renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
We do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
We do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
We do.
Now, this is an answer for the whole congregation. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
And so now we have some prayers for the candidates.
Let us now pray for Fergus, William, and Maxwell, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your Holy Spirit and life-giving Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
We pray also for members of our parish family in need. May God grant these prayers through the saving power of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus Christ, received the sacrament of baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin and death into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection, and through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue to live forever the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended from the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching, in the fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will with God's help.
Fergus.
Ruben.
Hey, bud. Fergus, what's this? Oh, I need my shell. Fergus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Good job, bud. Okay, William, that's how it's done. William. There's a lot going on down there.
Yep.
William. William, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Good job, bud. All right, Maxwell. Hey, bud. Mom's right there. We're good. Oh, that's shiny. Maxwell, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son. Holy Spirit, or it doesn't count. And of the Holy Spirit. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Well, three just about perfect baptisms. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by the water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed on these your servants the forgiveness of sins and have raised them to a new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart and the courage and will to persevere and a spirit to know and to love you and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace of Christ with one another.
God of life and freedom, we celebrate the revelation of Jesus as the Christ, who makes all creation new. Accept all we offer you this day, and make us new in him, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Gracious God, lover of all, by this sacrament you make us one family in Christ your Son, one in the sharing of his body and blood, one in the communion of his Spirit. Help us to grow in love for one another and come to the full maturity of the body of Christ. We ask this in his name.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this day and always.
Amen.
My friends, go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.